Hello, everybody, and welcome back to WBDG Giants 90.9, where we are doing our show, Frenzy Feud. We have, are you the co-host?
No, I guess I'm the co-host of this week.
And then we have our special guest for this week.
Hi, I'm Jace. Wow.
And then we have our sound effects guy, awesome teacher,
Mr. Easter.
Mr. Easter.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah.
That
was a long one.
So...
All right, you guys ready?
Oh my God!
You guys ready to jump right in?
Yeah.
All right, let's get it going. Question number one: what are the most common pet household pets?
Dog.
Dog was it for 50 points.
Woo-hoo!
All right, number two: what is the most what are the most popular ice cream flavor?
Vanilla.
Vanilla is correct for 25 points.
Woo-hoo!
Most common breakfast food.
Cereal.
That is correct for 50 points. Jace is at 100, Brian has 25. All right, trust me, they're not all like simple fast. I was kind of scared that they were going to be though. Anyways, number four, most well-known holiday.
Christmas.
Christmas is right for 50 points.
What's it in?
Brian, you gotta be faster. Come on, man. All right. Most well-known sport.
Football.
Brian went...
Yeah.
Okay, that was correct. For another 50 points. 200, baby. All right. Worst quality of a neighbor.
Loud.
Oh, you said loud. I thought you said wow. That is correct for 15 points. Worst place to wait in line at.
Starbucks.
That is correct. It was restaurant for 5 points. So now you're at 30. Look at you go.
Oh, there you go. Look at me go.
215 over here.
Yeah, 215.
Not flex or anything, but I'm flexing.
Number eight, famous brand rivals.
Adidas, Nike.
That is not on there.
Samsung and Apple.
That is on there for 15 points. You are now up to 45. Look at you go.
Hey, look at me go.
All right. Number nine. Name a fictional fantasy book series with a large fan base.
Harry Potter.
That is correct for 50 points. You are at 245 now.
I'm actually at 265.
265 now. Even more than I thought. Name an item you might buy at a souvenir shop.
Gift card.
That is not on there. You are at 2Xs now. Once you have 3Xs, all your points are gone.
Oh, you didn't even explain that to me.
Oh, yeah, we forgot to tell you that. Sorry.
I thought you knew. My bad.
So sorry, Jace. Oh. Oops. Something at a souvenir store?
Yes, an item that you might buy in a souvenir shop.
Lord. A birthday card?
He just said card.
Oh,
so
no. That's fine. I don't know. You know what? Flowers?
What are you?
Just the X. Just give me the X.
So, I guess I'll give my final guess, and I'll probably not get it wrong. Souvenir shop. Souvenirs.
Oh my gosh. What kind of souvenirs? That could be a multiple of things, or a multitude.
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
Bryant.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. Yeah. We don't know. We quit.
It's a souvenir shop. Come on, guys.
Gifts.
Here, Mr. Easter's about
Gifts.
To get it.
T-shirt, hat, pennant, poster, blah, blah, blah.
Mr. Easter gets it right for 50 points. Dang. T-shirt.
All right, Easter, I'm gonna leave.
The answers were T-shirt, keychain, magnet, or mug. It's a souvenir shop, guys. Come on. All right, number 11. Name an activity you might do at a sleepover.
Watch movies.
That is right for 15 points.
15?
15. So you're at 280, I believe. Wow. You were at 265.
265 plus 15. Okay.
And we're at 2Xs.
Both of you are at 2Xs. Yep. You have 45. He has 280.
Yep.
All right. Name a food you might eat at a carnival.
Hot dog.
No, that is not on there.
What?
Elephant ears.
And you are down to 0 points.
That's cool.
What'd you say?
Elephant ears.
Yes, that is right for 5 points. You are now at 50. All right. Name a word that rhymes with horse.
Course.
Course is right for 15 points. I'm surprised you got that, honestly. I kind of felt like neither of you were going to get it. Because they were kind of hard words.
English is my strong suit.
Name a dish or ingredient you might find on the menu at an expensive restaurant.
Steak.
Steak is on there for 15 points. You're at 30. He's catching up really close behind you, Bryant. Name a water sport.
Swimming.
That is correct for 50 points. You are now ahead of Bryant.
Let's go! 30 points.
And you've had two strikes. Come on, Bryant. You gotta be quick with this. You gotta be thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Name something beside books you might find in a library.
Movies.
That is correct for 5 points. Name a food you might find in a school cafeteria.
I don't know. Mashed potatoes?
No. No, you are back down to 0 points.
Fine.
Food, so not drink.
Yep. Well, there is a drink on here.
Milk.
Correct for 5 points. You are at, what is it? 85 or 90? 90. All right. Come on, Brian. You got to get going.
Boo this man.
Okay.
Boo.
Name a prize you might win on a game show. Not this game show because we are poor.
A car.
Or I'm poor. That is right for. Hold on. Give me 1 second. How many points it is? 25 points. That's the first time one of you have gotten 25 points.
Wow.
And now I don't remember where the question was. Oh, here we are. Okay. Name a piece of furniture you might build by yourself.
A chair.
That is correct for 25 points.
Woohoo!
That leaves you at 115?
Yep.
All right. With both of you with zero X's. Name an object that might have a warranty.
Car.
Car for 50 points.
Dang.
That brings you up to 75. Now you're catching up on Jace. Name a U.S. state that starts with the letter A.
Alabama.
Alabama is on there for 25 points.
Heck yeah.
140, baby, I think, right?
Yeah, 140.
Okay. Name something little kids have nightmares about.
Clowns.
That is not on there.
What?
That's all I ever had nightmares about.
That is not on there.
Gosh.
Little kids would have nightmares about.
I'm not going to answer this one because I feel like all mine are going to be wrong.
I don't know.
Ghosts. He said ghosts.
No. That is not. Well, it says monsters. I guess that counts. Yeah, right. We'll count that
monster,
for 50
right.
points.
All right.
What are you at now?
125.
125. And Jace?
Hang on. I'm at 140.
All right.
All right.
They're very close to each other. Name an appliance you might forget to shut off before leaving the house.
The stove, obviously.
Yes. My bad. I'm sorry. For 50 points, stove. What does that bring you to?
175.
175. Holy moly. Name a play by Shakespeare.
Romeo and Juliet.
That is correct for 50 points. So, Jace, you're
190.
You're at 1X with 190.
Yep.
And, Bryant, you're at
175.
175 with no X's. Name an exotic house pet.
Snake.
That is not on there. I'm sorry.
What?
Oh, man. That would have been great. I would say, Hayla's cat?
What? No.
Oh.
That'd just be a cat. That'd be exotic.
Okay. Okay.
Lizard.
That is also not on there. You are back down to 0 points.
Sweet. Ooh. Still going to win this. Still going to win this. Just saying, guys.
Exotic house pet. I know this is a weird one, but like a lion?
That is the top answer for 50 points. Cool. Name Halloween costumes that are jobs.
McDonald's worker.
Why so specific?
Like fast food worker.
No, that is not one of them.
Boo this man.
Boo.
I'll boo myself.
Boo.
That are jobs?
Yes, a Halloween costume that are jobs.
I mean, I really can't strike out here. I have 0 points.
The Ghostbusters technically a job?
No, that is wrong.
Boo.
I thought.
Oh, so now we're not booing?
Boo.
Okay.
Name a Halloween costume that is a job. They're
cop.
Thinking real hard. Cop is not one of them. You're at two X's.
What? That doesn't make sense. How is that not one of them? That's crazy. That's insane. What about a firefighter?
Firefighter is one of them for 15 points. What does that bring you to?
Okay, so you're telling me firefighter's on there but not cop? You know how many kids at my old school dressed up as cops for Halloween? Almost all the guys. So you're wrong. You're wrong.
I'm not wrong. All right. Oh, wait. Never mind. We're not going to talk about that.
Cops was on there.
It was on there.
How many points do I get?
All right. We'll give you the points. 25.
Yay.
It was nurse, police, firefighter, and astronaut. I didn't even realize
this. Give me my 25.
For the host.
Boo this man.
Dang. Name a job that deserves a raise.
Teacher.
Oh.
Should we, like, make up rock, paper, scissors?
Or just give us both the points, I mean.
All right, you both get the points. 50 points to both of you.
Tide maker alert.
Who's that?
Oh, tide maker alert. Tide maker alert.
Name a reason you might go home early from work.
Sick.
That is the top answer for 50 points.
125. Here we go, baby.
Name an extinct 1X. Animal.
A dinosaur.
That is an answer for 25 points. That was the top answer for a second. All right. I guess we blew through this pretty fast because we're on the last question now. Should I, like, look up more after?
We could play a song and...
Why do you keep hitting that?
We could play a song and...
Agreed.
Okay. All right. For the final question, this is gambling all your points.
All right.
What are you at?
125.
125? What are you
315.
At? What?
Yeah, he just has not really answered. So he's kind of kept them.
Okay. Name a food many people are allergic to.
Bananas.
No, and that brings you down to zero because that was your third X.
Let's go. Hey, one. Let me lock in.
But if he gets the top answer, he wins.
Food. Dairy.
Dairy is on there for 25 points. You have won the show, Jace.
Let's go.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to our show, Frenzy Feud. And we have some new questions ready to go. Are you guys ready?
He's about to get waxed.
Yes.
I love how you say waxed. That sounds so weird.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. You guys ready to go?
Yeah.
Yep. Hit me.
Number one. Name qualities of a bad boss.
Loud.
That is not one of the answers.
What?
Qualities of a bad boss.
Yes.
Mean.
That is one for 25 points.
Watch out. How many have, Bryant?
We're just resetting points.
Yep.
I know. So, but so how many do you have?
Zero. And you have 25.
Okay.
That was the first question. All right, name an item you might save up to buy.
A car.
Phone and car are both on there. You get 25 and you get 5.
Cool.
5 ahead. Let's go. That's what I do.
All right. All right. Dang, that's long.
My bad.
Ooh, what's that?
Bless you.
Name things you never want your kid to bring home.
A girl. That's a joke. That was a joke.
That is one of the answers.
What?
Boyfriend or girlfriend for 5 points.
Okay, I'll take it. I was just kidding, but I guess.
Name questions you dread being asked at a family reunion.
Are you seeing anyone?
That is the top answer for 50 points.
Yeah. What you got? 25?
Yeah.
How many do you have, Jace?
85.
85?
With one wrong.
Name things a kid might whine about during long car trips.
Not being there yet. Not reaching the destination.
That is the top answer for 50 points.
Oh, my goodness.
135.
I know.
You're being like, oh, my gosh. Wrapped up in a care package and sent out to UPS.
Waxed.
Name wedding traditions people would not miss.
The cake, of course.
That is an answer for 25 points.
I gave him that one.
You gave him that one?
Yeah.
Obviously.
I don't like weddings. Boo this man!
Boo!
All right. Name foods to avoid on a first date.
Spaghetti.
That is not one of the answers.
What?
That is your second X.
This is outrageous. I demand to speak with the manager. I am done with this.
Fast food.
That is, well, what specifically in fast food?
What specifically in fast food?
It's a certain name, like you have to name the foods, not like.
Oh, the type of food.
Yeah.
Well, like, I don't know, like a burger place?
That is not correct. That is one X for you.
I don't know.
Any other answers?
I've never been on a date, so I don't know.
Dang.
Can't you guys tell with the character I'm playing?
Of course, of course. Your nonchalantness.
So my nonchalantness and my competitiveness. I would try to out-eat the girl.
I wasn't expecting that.
Like, you know,
yeah,
it's
I know.
Like
you're
wings.
You're trying to eat more than her.
Yeah.
That is one of the answers for 25 points.
Oh, shoot. There you go.
I know you weren't even trying to answer, but I knew what you just weren't going to answer. So I decided to give it to you.
Yeah.
Name a food many people dislike.
Pizza.
That is not correct.
Oh, man.
Two X's.
Asparagus.
Ooh, asparagus is not on there. Your points have been reset.
Oh, I only lost 160. Poor me.
Brussels sprouts.
Brussels sprouts are not on there. You are reset as well.
Let's go. Right.
Hey. Okay. Okay.
No, this is not sing-song time.
Oh. Green beans.
Green beans are not on there.
1X. Trying to think of a food most people don't like.
Olives.
Olives are on there for 15 points.
Okay. We needed to get past that question anyways. Yeah, somebody got it.
All right. Name an animal sound you might see in a kid's book.
Moo.
Moo's on there for 50 points.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I'm good. I'm great.
Name a sport with rowdy fans.
Football.
Football's on there for 50 points. Name a profession that might have you use an alias.
Secret Service.
Huh?
That is not on there.
What?
What do you call it? Being a singer.
That is also not on there.
What?
I have one, but I don't know if I'm allowed to
say
it.
That's my second X, right?
Yeah.
Oh. No.
Okay. I didn't think so.
We won't
but
count that against you, though.
Yeah. That's like the first thing I thought of. But I didn't know if I was allowed to say that. I don't know.
That's next. Not allowed, but okay.
All right, the top answer was spy.
Secret services people are literally spies. Do you not know that? The
Secret services is something else.
That is a spy service. What?
That's yeah.
Not, yeah.
Even,
oh,
even my
yeah.
own no. opponent yeah. said, boo this even, man.
No.
Boo.
No.
Boo.
We're moving on. Name an event where it would be a bad idea to laugh.
Funeral.
That is
that's
top answer
one.
For 50 points.
150 with one X.
Name something people might lie about on a dating profile.
Height.
Height is on there for 25 points. Brian, I already know he's got a lot of points. You better catch up.
What 175.
Are what are you at, 1X?
175 with 1X.
All right. Name an item you might accidentally leave in a cab.
Your key. Or, shoot, your
phone.
Wallet is on there for 25 points.
Okay.
Name a gift that might be insulting to receive on Christmas.
Underwear.
Coal.
Say coal? Neither of those are on there.
2x. Cool.
I wasn't expecting you to say coal.
It's, well, I don't know.
That, on that's Christmas, Santa. Something you're...
Yeah, Santa gives you coal, not other people.
Shoot, I've seen some parents give their kids coal on Christmas.
Oh my gosh, what you guys ever had that Sour Patch coal? It was good.
No.
It was good.
No.
Anyways.
Sorry.
Back to the task again. Name a gift that might be insulting to receive on Christmas.
Insulting?
Yep.
So, pretty much, I'm going to say... Toothbrush.
Toothbrush is on there for 25 points. All right. Give me 1 second.
I'm at 200, not to flex or anything. What are you at, Brent?
40.
How many X's do you have?
40 is one X, I believe.
Yay.
Yay, 40.
Name things you might bring. Name things you would bring on a camping trip.
A tent.
Tent is on there for 50 points.
I'm right, a camping camper.
Name things you would spend lottery winnings on.
House.
House is on there for 25 points.
That's what I thought. Exactly. 225. I'm out here.
Name foods that go with peanut butter.
Jelly. Oh.
We'll give you both it for 50 points.
Yeah. 275.
Name holidays that involve gifts.
Christmas.
Christmas is on there for 50 points. Brian, what are you at?
140.
140. All right.
325.
Give me 1 second as I find another one. Do. Here, put the ticking clock down.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I got it.
Hey. Hey.
Name a term that starts with fairy.
Dairy. Or wait. No, not
he
right.
Said it. He said it.
I thought you said something that rhymes with fairy.
That starts or ends with fairy?
Starts.
Fairy tale.
Fairy tale's on there for 50 points.
375.
Nice.
All right. Name red flags on a dating site.
What do you call it?
Never been on one.
You could still think of some.
I have no clue.
Red flags?
Yeah.
What do you call it?
I mean, he's almost old enough to be on them.
He is old enough, I think. Are you 18?
No.
Oh, never mind.
I would say probably just like, what do you call it? People you like catfish and use other people's photos.
That is on there for 15 points.
15 or 50?
15.
Okay. Not that scared, though.
All right. Name holidays that people hate.
Halloween.
Halloween.
Some people hate Halloween.
Yeah,
Halloween is not on there.
What?
Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day is on there for 50 points.
425.
You are 425 with one X, and Bryant, you are back at zero. I am sorry. All right. Name songs with the word love in them. Or in the title. You got this, I believe.
Yeah.
Love. Love to the moon?
No, that is not on there.
I don't know. Love. Oh my goodness.
I have.
Are these
no
songs we
clue.
Know?
Yeah, are these songs we know?
Yep.
Okay.
Hmm.
Love Again.
Love Again is not on there.
Okay, 2x. Probably shouldn't have said
anything.
Should
we move on?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's move on. I don't like this one.
One song that you would know on here is Crazy Little Thing Called Love.
Never heard of that.
Never heard of that?
No.
It's a good classic song. Name an item you might order at brunch.
Eggs.
Eggs are on there for 50 points.
Yeah! 475!
All right, give me 1 second as I find something new. All right, name a country where French is spoken.
France.
France is on there for 50 points.
Woohoo! Was Canada also on there?
Canada was... Maybe... Hold on, where'd it go? Canada was on there. It was the second answer.
Cool.
But you don't get those points.
I know. I was just wondering.
Name a kid's first. You might want to catch on video.
Huh?
Walking.
Like steps. For 50 points.
575 on the road to 1,000.
Woo! All right, Brian, you got to be ready for it. Like, literally none. Are you ready? You locked in?
Sure.
Your head is shaking in all directions. I can't tell if you're saying yes or no.
Sure, sure.
You got to be thinking, okay?
Okay.
Name a U.S. president whose first name was John.
John F. Kennedy.
Right? John F. Kennedy for 50 points. You were ready for that.
I knew him as JFK, not John F. Kennedy. What did you do?
He hit the wrong button.
No. There you go.
Oh, sorry, never mind. Okay.
He was fixing something. We're good.
Yeah. Name a movie that frequently gets remade.
Lion Wizard King. Of Oz.
Neither are on there. Jace, you are back at zero. And
oh, man.
Bryant, you have one X.
I thought he had two.
Oh, now you have two X's. My bad. Two, yeah. Name a movie that frequently gets remade.
Romeo and Juliet.
Romeo and Juliet are not on there.
Okay, can you I'm kidding. Cinderella. It's Cinderella. Cinderella.
Cinderella's on there for 50 points.
Yeah! What you at, Brian? I'm coming back.
50?
Okay, 50. Cool.
Oh, I thought you were asking how much it was. Name things people lie about on resume.
Past work history.
No, that is not on there.
Is that one? References. I'm fine resetting.
References is not on there.
Okay,
either.
I'm reset. Cool.
Okay. What do you call it? Let me see. They would lie about their, I'm trying to think.
I don't know. I've only had one job resume ever, and I got the job, so.
I've only had one either.
And you got the job, so.
Yep.
Not to flex or anything, but we're like that.
Yeah.
It's like that, maybe.
Yeah. Well, light work, no reaction.
I'm not too sure. Would they lie about their, what do you call it? Their accomplishments?
That is on there for 5 points.
Thank God we got past that question.
Louise.
Was not that bad. Come on, guys.
No, it was. That was pretty cringe.
All right. Name a body part that begins with E.
Ears.
That is the top answer for 50 points.
Yep. Yep.
Name an espresso drink. I feel like I was very, like, rude about that. Gosh. It's like, name an espresso drink. Now.
Cappuccino?
Cappuccino is on there for 25 points.
I was going to say Frappe.
Frappe was not on there.
25?
Okay. Yep.
Cool. I was trying to think of the name, though, so we're good. Okay, go.
All right, I don't know what this means, but it says name first date fa pas.
I don't know what that means.
Skip. Me neither.
Skip.
Never been on a date, so I don't care.
All right, name popular songs at karaoke.
Friends in Low Places.
That is not on
there. What? That is literally the karaoke song of the generation.
That is not on there. I'm very sorry, Jace.
I got friends in low places.
Let me see. Karaoke songs?
Karaoke songs. What is popular? Well, it can be any song in the world, but what would be popular for karaoke?
I got friends in low places. Okay, that's all we can sing.
For karaoke.
I don't listen to karaoke songs.
Yeah, he listens to that sad.
Karaoke isn't a genre. It's just like songs that people
you can
sing
like at a party.
At a party, at a bar, anywhere.
I got friends.
Here, I'll give you a hint.
I got a feeling. I don't freaking know.
I got a feeling is on there for 25 points.
I'm surprised I got that.
Okay, I'm putting my game face on now.
Give me 1 second. I think we might be running out.
To the next place.
All right, give me 1 second. I got to find a new website.
Okay, so pretty much what we're doing is we are, if you're new to this, if you just are now tuning in, we are playing a show called Frenzy Feud, where we answer questions given to us by our glorious host today, Cohen.
Thank you.
I am Jace. Brian's over there. He is, how many points do you have?
105.
Name a popular dog breed.
Dog breed?
French Bulldog.
French Bulldog is on there for 25. God dang it.
I was going to say Pitbull.
Pitbull was not on there.
What? Everybody loves Pitbulls.
Name a popular male dog name.
Not mine. Mm. Not mine.
What do you mean, not mine?
Not my dog.
Oh, no. Not your dog.
No. Hank.
Hank is not on there.
What? Okay, I'm back down to zero, by the way, guys. That's a fun flex.
If you get three X's, you go down to zero.
Yeah.
Dutch?
Dutch is not on there.
Doug! Doug!
Doug is also not on there.
I'm gonna just start saying random names. Okay, Frank.
Frank is also not on there.
Eduardo.
What? No.
Okay. Eddie.
No.
That's one X. I'm just gonna... Spice.
No. Should we just move on?
Yeah, let's just move on.
No, I'm giving one more so I can clear myself. Blue.
What? No.
Okay, cool. Okay, now we can move on.
The answers were Max, Charlie, Cooper, Milo, and Buddy.
Who names their dog Milo?
Boo this man.
Boo. My friend's uncle has a dog named Milo.
I don't care. I'm right.
You were asking.
I'm right. Nobody names their dog Milo.
Name a popular car color.
Blue.
Red.
Blue was on there for 5 points.
I said mine first.
No, you didn't. And red's not even on there.
What?
Name a soda that people are in love with.
Coke.
Dr. Pepper.
Coke is on there for 50 points. Name a fruit you might eat for breakfast.
Banana.
Banana's on there for 15 points.
Apple.
Thanks for your input. It was also not on there.
This is outrageous. I'm done.
Name something people might only do once a week.
No.
Were you about to say shower?
Yeah.
Ew, what?
Dip in laundry.
People shower? Anyways, yes, that is the top answer for 50 points. Name something you might buy after you get a puppy.
Toys.
Toys is on there for 25 points.
Cool. Was a crate on there?
No.
Wow, okay.
What in the world? An ad just popped up and I couldn't see the screen. All right. Name something you might find in a kitchen.
Knife.
Knife is not on there.
What? How? What?
Stove, oven, microwave.
Is on there for 25 points.
That's what I thought.
Name something you might do right before you go to bed.
Brush your teeth.
Mm.
That is on there for 25 points. Name something on the table at a restaurant. Like before you, like, order.
Silverware.
The menu.
Silverware is on there for 15 points.
That's what I thought.
Name a food that children refuse to eat.
Veggies.
Veggies is on there for 15 points.
Quiet work, no reaction. Got one X, I'm good.
What in the world? Oh, I thought this said name a food that's made from children. I was like, what in the world? Name a favorite food of children.
Candy?
No, that is not on there. I'm sorry.
Oh.
I'll say brownies.
Brownies is also not on there.
Okay, two X's. We're fine. I don't know though. I don't remember what I used to eat when I was a child.
What do they like? Things they like.
Ice cream.
That is not on there. I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm resetting.
What?
That's fine.
I don't understand. How is that not on there? Ice cream is something they like.
Like actual food, not desserts.
Well, you could have said that.
Well, I thought maybe you guys knew.
Chicken?
How? Okay, hang on. Quick intervention. How do you think we would have known that, Cohen?
I don't know. I just kind of assumed.
No.
That's what I'm saying. Cohen.
Yeah,
boo
Cohen sucks.
Boo this man. Boo.
Wow, okay. I see how it
worst host. We need Steve.
We need Steve.
Who's Steve?
You know who's Harvey. Steve. Yeah.
Freaking Steve Harvey.
All right.
We're just kidding.
Should we move on?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
All right. The answers are peanut butter and jelly, macaroni and cheese, pizza, hamburger, and hot dog.
I was going to say pizza, but I didn't know.
Name something you wear on your head.
Hat.
There you go, Jace, with 50 points.
He's
already wearing a hat.
He's already wearing a hat.
Name something you wear on your face.
Glasses.
Face.
That is the same. That is another 50 points for you, and you're also wearing that as well.
Got it.
All right. Name a popular insurance product.
Geico.
Oh, wait, I think we did this already. No, never mind. Hold on. Name some... Wait, what?
Car insurance. Auto insurance.
We did that already.
Bicycle insurance.
We're not doing that.
I got all of them.
Name something you give mom on Mother's Day.
Flowers.
Flowers is the top answer for 50 points.
How many points you have?
275.
Okay, I'm coming back.
All right, name I got something 2 minutes. You might find in a bathroom.
The
toilet.
I'll we'll give you both it for 25 points.
No, I said it first. I said it first. Not the flex, but I said it first.
All right. Name something you might find in a tree.
A branch.
Leaves.
Leaves. I heard leaves first, and that was for 50 points.
Woohoo!
225. I'm coming.
Name something you might find in the ocean.
A water.
No, that is not there.
Animals. Like fish and stuff.
I mean, yeah, the whole thing is just animals. But you said fish? That's 50 points.
Yep.
All right, this is going to have to be our last question. This is for all the marbles.
Okay.
Name a tool you might find in a toolbox.
Hammer.
Hammer was the top answer for 50 points.
Let's go!
Show! Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to Frenzy Feud. And we'll catch you all next Friday starting at 8:30.
8:30. Thank you, everyone. Have a wonderful day. And here's back to your music.